Now, let's Hadayanim. Mishnah says, "Atayne shtei kesef, v'hodo b'shavutut." Atayne shtei kesef. Now Rashi says, and we'll come back to this. Because we're going to be defining very precisely certain things of a chayav shvuah. I do X, you do Y, that's a chayav shvuah. Have to talk about what's the chayav of the shvuah and what the shvuah is chal. So Rashi says, "Hatayne shashua bo al yado." The shua becomes because of it. Otei pachus v'shtei kesef. V'hodo shemachayavoso lishova. That means I asked you to do something. When you respond to my tayne, that's machayev you a shua. A hodo in response to a tayne. That's what Rashi says. He's explaining it according to the Mandama, who says, "Tainish tekes." Paldosh machayot zusha. Pli Rabbi Shmuel b'prutazu imitoch hashtekes shel taina. So Rashi is very careful what he says. He says, "Is a machlokas this pruta? It's within the shtekes or outside the shtekes?" So when I say tain, so let's see what he says. So Rashi says, in the end of the day, there's the parshas of Mishnah and how everyone's going to have to interpret the Mishnah. So he says, they're both, Rav and Shmuel, cannot be cholek on a Mishnah. They can't be cholek on a Mishnah. So, is the tine of how I begin? What I'm asking you for in practice. If I ask you, you owe me 10,000 shekel, and you answer 5,000 shekel. So what am I really asking you for? What are we arguing about? What is the tine that we're arguing about? Is the 5,000 shekel. So Rav and Shmuel, when they see the word tine, understand in different ways. One says the tine that I initiate with, and the other is the tiny we're arguing about. That Rashi is careful to show you how both of them can read it into the Mishnah. Shtei kesef, shtei mos kesef, to shtei loshin de kevi, v'hein shlish hadina. It's a third of a dina. Now that's going to be very, very critical. Because we get to sugya shav and dafka. They're all silver coins. There were three types of coins then. There were nechoshes coins, there were silver coins, and there were copper coins, silver coins, and gold coins. Now, and there is a general issue when dealing with money. Whether money is a very unique type of object. If I have a sefer, the sefer is valuable because whatever the sefer is useful for. On the other hand, money, its uses and its value that you use it to buy things with. For instance, what is generally a mechira? A mechira is, I get an object for value. I go into the store, I buy a thing, and they say, this will cost you 1,000 shekel. So it's objects against value. I can pay it in all sorts of different ways, but it's objects for values. The Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth parak above Metziah has a whole question. If I buy gold coins with silver coins, what's the object and what's the value? Is it a mechira, it's a halva? How do I view it? It's a whole discussion there, Yaldusa, Zeknusa, how to evaluate. That is, I go to a money changer here. I give him dollars. So I am buying shekel from he, or he's buying dollars from me. What is the object? What is the object? And what is the value? All sorts of issues. A mechira is object for value.
And a barter is
what?
And a barter of item for item is
that's chlipin.
Which one?
That's there are all sorts of different kinyanim. A normal mechira, for instance. What's the machlokas whether meshicha kona or kesef kona? It's exactly this. Kesef kona is we make a kinyan on the value. Meshicha kona is we make a kinyan on the object. Chlipin is a whole different thing. Chlipin, I can make a kinyan on either because it's object for object. Normal mechira is object for value. Chlipin is object for object. And that's a whole rabbinic time about that. But I'm just giving you examples of different ways of viewing things. Now, of course, so of course, this is now halva. There are two types of halvos. If I go, and this is a halach of shalak kesef ke kesef, but if I borrow 10,000 shekel from someone, and I'll decide, no, you know, how I'm going to pay him back, I'm going to pay him back in svarim. Shalak kesef ke kesef. Answer is not allowed. A halvah is, if a halvah is in money, a halva has to be paid back in the same type of thing that you came. Like for like. That's a halva. Like for like. And that's one of the big differences. For instance, if I go to a money changer and I say, okay, I'm giving you $1,000, you'll give me shekel. I don't have the shekel, come back tomorrow. I gave it to him. He's giving the dollar. Did I make? Is that a king? Is that a mechira? That's a halva. And I say, okay, I'm gonna. Well, if it's for tomorrow, so there's gonna be a difference in price. Wait a second, is that ribbis or not ribbis? It's a halva. It's a mechira. So that is something, is a major inyan. For instance, it's the halacha, in a daily halacha on the ma'isa, for instance, and a halva, money for money. You don't, it's not only money for money. The pasuk says, you have halva, so object for object. Where does the pasuk say that? Neshech kesef, neshech ochel. For instance, this is a halacha, most people aren't aware of it. A neighbor will come and say, can I borrow 5 pounds of sugar, a pound of sugar? The answer is also to do that. Why? So what do you have to say? Say no, you can borrow 10 shekel worth of sugar. That's halacha and halva, so basah. Halvos of object for objects without translating into money is a drabonim. Because what happens if the price of sugar goes up, the price of sugar goes down. But minat Torah, there is such thing as halva. So, halva. So that's any time I have a neighbor comes, can I borrow, you know, 5 potatoes, I'll give you back tomorrow 5 potatoes. The answer is no. I'm giving you, I always say, no, it's a matana with 5 potatoes. A halva of 5 tomorrow. Want to give me back a matana tomorrow? 5 potatoes. Can give me back tomorrow a matana of 5 potatoes. That's the isadrabon of sabasar. Yes, though. Without going into the details of that, but there's halvas, there's mechiras, there's money, there are objects, and because that's when we normally think. So right, so. And the question Rav and Shmuel are going to argue about, it's a major issue, is when you deal cross metals. Now, there's also, historically, word dinar. Dinar was a weight. And they used to have the coins. That used to be until relatively recently. When I was in high school, my chemistry lab, what did you do? We took a dime. Those are not from the United States, 10 cents. The coin was 90% silver. And we would drop in a certain acid just to turn it into silver. Okay. And in coins, what was it? A dinar was what they called the metivua. You took a dinar was a certain weight of silver, but the coin was worth the weight of silver. Well, coin was always not exactly that away, because convert the coin into to convert the metal into a coin, you had to make tivua how much it cost you, the minting cost. That's going to come up within Rishonim as well. But coins, everything was based at that time in history before they invented paper money, and everything was based on the value of the metal that was involved in it. And that's how it was. Then they invented paper money. Then around 30, 40 years ago, they invented paper coins, which is basically coins that have no shaychus to the metal value involved. But that happens to be very, very recently. But certainly silver coins were always were the value of the silver. And then when they changed everything and made everything totally into money, into what I would call paper money without any backing of it, the whole thing became something very artificial. So whatever money today, it probably has. That's why for pidyon haben you can't use shtaris. The question is, you can't use regular coin. You have to use something that has intrinsic value. Something that is our way of dealing with money. Kind of. Now you don't even use money. They want to outlaw money. In certain European countries, they outlaw money. Everything is just what the computers in the bank say it is. Bank transfers. You're not transferring money. Credit cards. Do I bet? What do I do? There's no money there. I charge something. How do I pay it? From my bank account to the credit card company. So there's no money. That's a whole question. That also creates a lot of shadows today. We don't use most transactions. Don't even use money. And everything depends on what it says on the computer in the bank. But here we're going with a different form, something different. And with many of the yesodos here are incredibly halach lamais. Rashi makes a point here. And he says, shtei ketzev, shtei mo'os ketzev, or shtei loshen ekeve, yeg shlish hadina. Ein chob yod el prup to pot, shein o dom min hatayne, shen o ketzev, zahodol o nuchoshes. Okay. So this is halacha. Tanu chitim v'hodlo besorim. Let's say I loaned you 10 pounds of wheat flour. So what do you owe me back? 10 pounds of wheat flour. And you say, no, I owe you back 5 pounds of barley flour, oat flour, whatever. Tanu chitim v'hodlo besorim. So that's not miminatayna. What about if I value in one coin against another coin? So that's going to be Rav and Shmuel. Rashi says, "Shenu de miminatayna." She said, "Tonu kasef zehodu lo nuchosh." She's going, "Shelo tonu lo shtei mo'ol shel matbeya ela mishkalo." Rashi says, "When," and this is, let's just see how Rashi read the Mishnah. And that it's a certain weight of silver, a certain weight of nechoshes, which is what backs up the coin. But if I kind of coins, so I move from objects to money. which is objects to Shavius. We'll see later that all coins are the same, whether they're silver coins, whether they're gold coins, whether they're copper coins, whatever coins they are.
That's because of the value, or because they're all coins?
All coins. Coins, because I move from objects to value.
So it's not because they're coins, because it's value.
But a coin represents value. When I talk in what my language, a certain weight of a metal, or I talk in terms of money. The moment my discussion is money, we're talking value. What are you talking? Now, at that time, the word dinar meant two separate things. Dinar meant a certain weight of silver and a coin. So if I say a weight of silver, okay, if a weight of silver get a weight of copper, so that two. So you're talking object against object, it has to be the same object. But if you value against value, everything is interchangeable.
So it means only money that's currently in use.
Money is matbea hayotze. If you have shekel in the United States of America, it's not a matbea. You can't go in a store and buy. You have to be able to go and use it. So people who in the United States have a pruta chamura, they have in the United States to be poda all the Israeli produce on it, it doesn't work. It doesn't have a din of a matbea there. Doesn't have a dinner of a matbea there. It's not money. It's not money. Why in the United States you can't use it? You can't use it. Money is kesef hayotze. It has to be that you can go into a store and buy it. You use it in normal commerce. Because using in normal commerce, what are you using at? Petora's value, not Petora's object. You don't care about this shekel bill, this dollar bill, this pound note. You don't care about it. They're all interchangeable. When they're not interchangeable, say, when we get to a pikadon, if I say it in terms of halva, in terms of mechira, we care of value. But if I give you 10 200 shekel notes as a pikadon, you have to give me back those exact notes. Because pikadon is always, that's what separates a pikadon from a halva. A pikadon is these objects, I get back these objects. This is all under the surface in all the sugyas here. And that's the whole issue. If I take a halva in dollars, can I pay back in shekel? Or not? What currencies are you paying back in? Of course, if you give me a halva of 10 200 shekel notes, I can pay you back in 20 100 shekel notes. That's certainly not going to be a question. And because a halva means I certainly paying shekel for shekel. Okay. Okay. Now, then we come to the Gemara here. Hatayne shtei kesef. Omer Rav, kfir is tayne shtei kesef. Ushmul omer tayne atzma shtei kesef. Now, what is this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? So Tosis defines it in a very, very simple way. What does Rav says? The tain is kid. Wow. But see what he's doing. I could interpret the Mishnah differently. I would say the word says tiny shtekets. I began with shtekets. No, tiny means. So the Gemara wants to insist. Tiny means what it is that we're arguing about. Aname hodo bepruta ilu kfir bepruta lo k'toni.
So
That's story motor b'miktzas. Rab ha'um b'boyle l'hodor b'miktzas ha'tainu. U'shmur k'siv hu k'siv zeh. He covered the mixes or the mixes high. Rav had the tiny mixes at time, had the hold on me min at time. Well, I may be sham the chosul or tiny. If I tell you 10 pounds of wheat and you answer me 5 pounds of barley, there's no tiny. Because I never asked you for barley. I never asked you for barley. One thing is clear. Taina is part of the process of motor b'mitzvahs. There's a taina. There's a hodor that connects to the taina. Without a taina, you don't get started. Because Rachman of Kalim, because of Kesav, have a mean of Mamet Kalim, Shnai of Koshna, of Dova Kosh, of Lobin, Kamash Malon. Not Shnei Kesav, Meshav Yochem, if we put a pot in my time, allow me from the Kosovo time to the Shmuel. Then Shmuel gets into Shav and Dafka. That's a whole other issue. Switching types of coins, switching types of weights, and how we relate to it. We'll certainly get back to it. Then the Gemara says this requirement to shtei kesef. What is shtei kesef? What is the requirement? A davar choshev. I learned I need shtei kesef. It's a davar choshev. And what is a davar choshev? Shtei kesef or kesef, and I need two davar choshevs. Take a look in the Rimigash on that. So, but we'll see that as we go. The Gemara says, Amar of Nachman by Yitzchok Amar Shmua. Lo'anu elabatainas milva v'hodoat slova. Elabatainas milva v'hodoat seyde. Elchor afil otonu l'abakrut v'chai of my timer. Dechsev lo'yokam edecho b'yish l'chol over l'chol chatos. And okay. So, because you can be mechayev mama with shnei edim, mechayev shvuah, we're in a similar in a shava pruta called mokum shishnayim mechayev otz mama lecho mechayev shvuah. Then comes in Tosfos. Miam Tomar, the bishili akol sev amrinan Danish bog for yeshiva karkos. Is this really a klal that wherever two are mechayev mamon, eidechos mechayev shua? It can't be. Why not? Karka. I come and tell you, no. I rented you two houses. And you say you only rented me one house. Not a motor mitzvah, karka. But English born up for yeshiva karkos. I feel about how do I say decha. Almo mashvina neidecha lohodor b'mitzvah. So apparently there's an equation, and it's not really true. This klal, wherever two are certainly mechayev in karka. Shmuel is going the ta'ame. What is the ta'ame? The mechayev le'el, the curious pruta. The came in the mishtaba pruta mokmei kro. I will come to Shmuel le pruta. I will karko otzlo mashkachas the mishtaba. The shum mokom. Well, if he said so, I'm going to let him go to Kavos in the Shmuel. But I'm going to tell you about Hidalel. We pass in on Lam and Tet Somer Aleph like Rav against Shmuel. So how did Tosus interpret the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel and tie the two statements of Shmuel together? Shmuel says, there's halacha that says, listen, there is an equation among all three shvuas, what is on the chalos ha-shvua, with on which object the shvua can be chal. And comes along Shmuel, says, this halacha of shtei kesef that we learn now, makelim kesef, is halacha in the chalos ha-shvua. There's no chalos ha-shvua on poch on less than shtei kesef. So that's what Rav says. So where is it? Rav Kfiras Taina Shtei Kesef. Shmuel Omer Taina Atzma Shtei Kesef. Shmuel said no. The Taina Shtei Kesef. This Chalos HaShvua on what? On a pruta. So what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says the chalos ha-pruta on the chalos shvua on a pruta. Very good. So Shmuel Batame, the paskin like Rav, and there is an equation between what? And according to Rav, okay, therefore, a echod, according to Tosfos, is only going to be mechayev shvua if you have shtei kesef. There's no chalos hashvua on less than shtei kesef. And therefore, Tosfos is going to conclude, shvuas hashamrim is only on shtei kesef. Because Tosfos is of the opinion, shtei kesef, according to Rav, is not a din in the mechayev of the shvua, then in the chalos hashvua. Just like if I rent you my house, okay, and I come in and I say, and you're supposed to give me back the house in the condition that it was this, except for normal wear and tear, which would be made some achmas melacha. And I come, and when you give me back the house, all the windows are broken, and all the electrical fixtures are pulled out of the ceiling, etc. And I say, listen, this is not normal wear and tear. I say, well, that's the way I got the house, with broken windows and electrical fixtures pulled out. So, is there a shvua on that? No, because there's shvua on karka. There's no shvua on karka. No shvua on karka on that. No shvua on karka. So, okay. So, according to Tosfos, there are certain objects that are mufka from a chalos hashvua, and certain objects that are mufka from a chalos hashvua, according to Rav, shtei kesef is part of it. It's not din in the machkaina hamachayevas as hashvua, it's din in the chalos hashvua. And therefore, and that is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel here. That's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel here. So we paskin like Rav. None of the three shvuas hadayanim have anything to do with shtei, less than shtei kesef. Just like karka. Okay. Yes.
When we say it's mufka from halos shvua, we mean also don't have a carbon for it, or we just mean like in the raya of the halos shvua?
No. In the halos of shvua sadayana, shvua sapikon is mufka from karka, but that's only just so close. But that's a whole different thing. It's a whole different approach in shvua, but. There's no korban for shvuas ha-pikon on karka, but there is in pachuk mishtei shara. But there is, if I'm mashvir you a shvuas ha-pikon on less than shtei kesef, then I can't. I'm talking about chiyuv shvua bezdin and the din of shvuas ha-dayanim. With this in mind, there's another topic which we're going to be getting to very, very quickly. There's a mishnah chavov omer aleph in that Zokikim. What is Zokikim? It's called Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua, he says, the Chosim Sheinem Achrayis, Niknim Chosim Yeshem Achrayis, but Zokas and Chosim Sheinem Achrayis, Lishova Ale. What does that mean? If I tie it to you, we have this case of I come up to you and I say, you entered the house for me. Things in total shambles. You know, you're a poshea. You should have taken care. Yeah, I got it down. I wasn't a poshea. Okay. You have to take a shua shalom poshai people. My car, you don't take it. Ah. So what do? You lend the person 20 shekel. And if he answers 10 shekel, so there's the chi of shua motive and mixes, and the magal go on. This is what's called Gilgul Shua. Once you're swearing about metaltalim, then you can swear, then you can machayev a Gilgul Shua. The question is, what is the halach of a Gilgul Shua? According to Tosus, it comes out that a Gilgul Shua is not a Shua's tayonim. I mean, mashbihim and a Shua's bitur or a Shua's abikod. If it's karkas, not even Shua's abikod, it's a Shua's bitur. And it'll have whole different halachas. Why? Because according to Tosus, there's no chalos hashua on karka, pochus mishtei kesef, etc., etc., etc. In the chalos hashua, not the taina hamachayevus, the kfir hamachayevus. See, to get the ground rules of shua down, you have to see. What is the machayev of the shua? It's the taina machayevus, the chalos hashua. All these things are critical as we expand our view totally of what Shua's HaDayonim is and the details of Shua's. That's why this Tosfos is so critical. And we're going to see there's a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam says, Motiv Mitzvahs is only, Shtekez only did a Motiv Mitzvahs. Ramban says, Motiv Mitzvahs and Eidechon. And Tosfos says, in the mode of mixes and shuas hashomer, and Tosfos in all three. And there's going to be a very fundamental understanding of why. Now, the Gemara says here on Amid Beis, Mem Amid Beis, Tonu Machtim, we call the Holobus, Tonu Shne Machtim, Holobachas, Men Chayef, we go to Kela Mashahim. Okay, is this Shmuel Ishitoso or not Shmuel Ishitoso? What is the halacha of Dovah Choshev? That I need, according to Rav, who says, Kfiras Taina Shtei Kesef. Do I need a Kfira of two Dovah Choshevs? Or I need a Kfira of one Dovah Choshev? What is the Dovah Choshev? One Ma'a of Kesef or two Ma'os of Kesef? That depends whether Shmuel here is the Shitasa. On Memomid Beis. Shmuel says, I asked you for two machat, and you answer me one machat. Because I asked you for two dova choshevs, and shtei kesef dinah taina machayevus, possibly. And then it'll turn out that what it is, that Rav will say, you have to ask him for three machat. He has to deny two machat. Or Rav would agree with us, hello. So if you take a look, just there's an aleph here. That means you paskin, sure. No, we paskin Rav. All Rishonim Pe'echot say this Shmuel on Mem Amid Beis is not totally on Shmuel on Lamed Tes Amid Beis. No, what is the Dovah Choshev? Two Ma'a of Kesef. So either the tiny. So, but what is a Dovah Choshev? Any Keli is a Dovah Choshev. Any Keli is a Dovah Choshev. So even Rav will be of the opinion that I can ask you for two machtim and get back one machtim. Now along comes Tosfos and raises a major problem. So we know that Everything had, there's a din, there's a halacha. The pochus mishavu pruta that does not have a din moment for anything in the Torah. Anything in the Torah that applies. Moment not. Okay. What about a keli? The din of keli being a, does that substitute for choshev, but I still need a din moment? Or it gives it a din moment as well? And what does that depend on? So Tosis begins. So this is, I've tried to give you a very broad introduction to some, a lot of the klolim that we'll be using. Heichi darish b'sov shmein l'shmuel, l'kach t'otzu kem ha-mashen, ha-yitzchuch l'mar keil m'shnai, the parish b'kunj, the dorem b'lo k'siv k'sof, ma-she pirish b'kunj l'kam, they have a k'siv k'sof, ma-vishamin t'vayu shnai v'dov ha-choshiv. Now, question is, we learn kicha kicha mistayefrim, but arba meo shekel kesef. But kesef doesn't mean silver coins; it means money. And therefore, if we learn kicha kicha mistayefrim, then I need money. So money can be any sort of coin, even a copper coin. Now there are two ways of understanding what it means, Yotzu Kelo Mashem. That is, it could be if a certain small amount of money, okay, it's not worth that much. But a keli that I can do a lot of things with, it's choshev. Okay. What gives it a din momo? So Tosis says, why shiroi lasus bo melocha? So it comes along the Rashba, we'll see, and says as follows. That there are two ways of evaluating an object. The shavius of an object. We'll see this inside. One way of evaluating the shavius of the object is what it's worth in the market. The other way of valuing the object is its functional value. A machat, for instance, has a lot of functional value. Maybe that's a different shuma. Since it's worth more functionally, it functions for more than the value of a shavaputa. If I talk about money, money's value is what I can buy with it. If I talk about objects, maybe certainly kalim, it's a functional use. Does that functionality just give it a chashivas? Or means his entire separate way of looking at it. Functionality. So all Tosis says is Sheba Shavuta Khshivas Gadola Yeshba. Shalasas Bomalocha. He's from the Garas Hilchamar Kalim Baba Khosh Avagav Del even the Shmuel Kaima. Dag to cause Kavasi was some of her Shmuel, so Kalim. Comes along with Rishonim and becomes a major issue. Comes along the Rashba here. Rashba in Shulis. Says as follows. Says the Rashba. What does it mean, Kaylee? Mimna, he says like this. Keli shover, broken keli, half a keli. A ban kotz of keli dover choshev apukim keli shana shover pruta. The av bishiyotzu keli mashen haynu lo boinu shiyuchshuvim shnei morim. We get chashivas. We also chshuvim shnei prutas. Lo boinu v'kachi biyushalmi. And the Ramban has v'chizek harav b'tainus. Take a look in the Ramban. It means you can have it in Torah and Besdin unless in a Shavu Pruta. And we know, Chazal tell us no. And Yeshiva Sayon and Pochus Meshavu Pruta. It's a Gemara in Azov. V'chayne Yishum is Kadeshes v'keli Shembo Shavu Pruta. He says, what do you need to make a Kinyan Kesef? To make a Kinyan Kesef, you need something that has a Din Kesef. If Keli Pochas Shavu Pruta would have a Din Kesef, you can make any Kinyan. What is Kusha Yishuv? You make a Maisa Kinyan, and that creates a Chalos Yishuv. So, and it's not only a Din and Shavu, it's a Din and Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol Keli, now the Rajbi is defining exactly what his logic is all about. The Kol Keli came into royal Malachto, Choshevu Kapruta, Yesame Pruta, Yoshua Dayana. No, it's not a din moment. Its value is more, its function, we look and value, not its market value, but its functional value. And its functional value is more than a Shava Pruta, and that gives it a din moment. So the Rajman now is talking about two different types of Shuma, two different ways of evaluating the value of object, the market value, the functional value.
What's what do you mean, functional value?
What do I mean, functional value?
Has that become a Shavu Pruta? What does that mean?
If you're a tailor, the machat's worth for you more than a Shavu Pruta?
Because of what money I can make with it?
All the things you're using for it.
Like a chair.
Because I have to sit on it. It's worth functionally. If I have to walk around the household, I can't sit down. I sit on the floor. Well, that's worth a lot to me. How much is it worth to me? A lot. If I had no chairs in my house, it's either standing or sitting on the floor. Okay, so why do I buy a chair? Why do I buy a chair? Because I'd rather sit on the chair rather than stand or sit on the floor. Now, that's value to me. I would pay more than a Shavu Pruta for it, much more. But it happens to me because of the laws of supply and demand and the easiness of it that I'm only going to pay on the market that. Now, the question is, well, in the Rash, but what happens when we... Now, a machat is worth different things to different people. If I have a machat store, the only thing that's worth to me is how much money I'm going to make on it. But if I'm a housewife who has to sew things in the house, I would pay more, but I don't pay more because of supply and demand. But its value to me is much more than a Shavu Pruta.
Right, but like a twig, I can use to light a fire to make a diamond.
But this is not a twig. Something has a keli only if I'm meyached it for a specific purpose. And it is used for a specific purpose. For instance, let's take Hilchos Shabbos. Is a twig muktzah or not? It's a stone muktzah. Stone's muktzah. But if I'm a yach in it to use it as a doorstop, it's not muktzah. So it depends. So it depends what it's miyuchad for, and what it's sold for, and what people discussing when they talk about it.
So there's some level of subjectivity.
No, there has to be an activity that you're using that's valuable to people more than a Shavu Pruta. Okay.
Is this subjective?
What?
Is this subjective?
Now we get excellent kash. It's a Gemara and Kiddush. Gemara and Kiddush. Okay, Lididi Shafa. What about now? For Pidyon HaBen, Rav Kahana. There was a certain type of hat that Rabbonim wore, a certain head covering that was worn by Rabbonim. And on the market, it was very cheap. Normal people wouldn't pay very much for it. But Rav Kahana took it for Pidyon HaBen. Why? He says, Lididi Shafa. For me, I would pay a lot for this. Okay. To me, it's worth much more. When I say the Didi Shava, when I don't Shava, that's a whole, that's the sugya there in the Didi Shava by Rav Kahana and Kiddush. But now we're not getting into that side topic. Now we're talking something that has very general usage, like a machat. A machat has a lot of general usage. Oh, it has a lot of general usage. And it's worth a lot to people, like a chair. If I want to, let's say these cheap plastic chairs that are not worth much. Okay. And cheap plastic chairs are not worth much. Let's say it'd be selling for half a puka. If I come home, I said, nothing to sit on, and they said, well, someone's selling plastic chairs that normally go for something, but he's selling them for much more. If I come home and I need it, I'm going to pay more, right? Because that functionally, it's worth much more to me than that. Because I need it to sit. I'm not going to sit on the floor and I'm not going to stand all. But it happens because of the laws of supply and demand. The price in the market is less. Question is, what shuma do you use? Comes along the Rashba and says what the Ramban is saying, he's right. Because the Ramban thinks in shuma only in terms of market value. But if we're going to say that a Kevi Pachos Meshava Prut is, there's a shvua on it, and what gives it a din mamon? Because yes, it has a functional value to be much more than a shava prut. So there are different ways of evaluating it. Yes.
Even someone who doesn't know how to use a needle will say it has a value because
There's a general functional value. There's a general functional value. It's not a Lidit. In the case of Rav Kahana, the Gemara and Kedushin. So that's him. There was a small subgroup of types of Rabbonim who wanted a certain type of head covering. No one else would pay anything extra for it. Yeah? That's a Lidit Shova.
It was odd usage of it. I suppose
then standard use. A chair is a standard use. Even a plastic chair, cheap plastic chair, the standard usage of it.
Can you explain why value wouldn't factor in also supply and demand? What does it mean that it's a separate personal value? Isn't supply and demand part of what gives an object its value?
Market value, but not functional value. Functional value is, in case I need it, I'll pay for it. Because it's worth to me on a functional basis much more. I want a chair. I need a chair. I'm not going to come home and either sit on the floor and walk around all day. I'm not going to do that. Right? So because functionally it's worth to me more than a shovel proof. And if I came home and something happened to all the chairs in the house, a guy stole all the chairs in the house, and let's say there's a plastic chair someone's selling down the street that for more than a shovel proof, even though it's normally, and if the store at night, all the stores are closed, and I don't want to hang around my house without a place to sit, I'll pay more than a shovel proof for it. Because functionally it's worth more than a shovel proof to me.
So if I didn't have a place to live, I would pay more for a house also. It doesn't mean the value of a house is the new...
It depends. What people... But when we're talking about a shava prutu, we assume that most houses are worth more than two shava prutus or three shava prutus.
Why does it only give a definition of a prutu? Why doesn't it change every value?
Because there are different ways of evaluating things for different halachas. They're different halachas. Now... So each halacha, there's a reason why I am going to use this way of evaluating it or this way of evaluating. If I have a gzeres hakosav of kelim, that gzeres hakosav of kelim says, I look at kelim a separate way. Now, is this only the gin legabe toin v'nitin, or legabe all dine, what gives it a din mamon, a minimum din mamon? Why is pochos mishavaput doesn't have a din mamon? Because not choshen people's not, they don't pay attention to it. But the moment they pay attention, because maybe for the din moment, I look at functional value because people pay attention to it because of its functional value. And it's a different way of evaluating. And that gives it a din moment.
It wouldn't be a scale of functional value then. It would just be whether no, functional value
it gives it a din moment. If someone will steal a machat from me, it's gezel pachas mishavah put. What do I, because, so what does he have to give me back? A machat. So there I don't talk in terms of functional value. But I talk in terms of what does he have to pay back from me? What's the chiyuv hashava? And let's say he takes the needle and breaks the needle, so he owes me money back. He owes me shava pruta back. Doesn't owe me the functional value back. And if you go to a tailor and you steal his machat and he can't work that day and he lost a whole day's of work, that's a din of garmi or groma. But at me din mazik. It is replacement value, and replacement value is what it's going to cost him to buy another machat in the market.
So either something has functional value or not. There can't be like a scale of how much functional value it has.
No. I'm giving a number. I think it's a din moment.
So this Rav the Rashba has that it's like yes and repruto.
What?
What does the Rashba mean that it's like yes and repruto?
The functional value to people is more than repruto. That gives it a din moment. That gives it a din moment, but. It doesn't mean if someone is mazik or steals it, etc. No. Because there I'm talking about replacement value. Replacement value is talking about market value. Okay? This is the backbone of where the Raj was coming from. And that's how he explains that sheet is Rishonim against the Ramban. That's where Rav Haigon and the Ramban are against each other. If me din mazik, me din gezel, me kama things. Now, for instance, I'll give you an example. The Rambam happens to Paskin here. For instance, there's a halacha of pinyan hektish. I have to be pulled to hektish. Normally, we do it on, and all my tzikin requires. I do it with something that's worth a shavu pruta. What about a keli pachas me shavu pruta? The Rambam Perek Zayin Hilchot Smeila Halacha Vav was very, very clear. Yeah. Oh no, it's wrong. I need Kabbalas. I need Avoda. He says as follows: Zayin Halacha Vav. Says, I can be poured the hektashis. I can do a maisa kinyan with a keli kol shahu. That gives it a din moment. So, for all terms of maisa kinyan, I need. Rambam's going to say, by kedushin, I can't use a keli. We'll have to explain that. But the Rashba is very, very clear here. The Efsher, he has a suffix. We'll see what the suffix is. The Afilinian Kedushin came. Kamoshi Konabakeli, Avabashan Boshar Pruta. He says, and the Rajb is coming from a different angle here. Right? We have King Achlipin, Sudar. You're going to use a Keli Pahas Mishar Pruta. Now, what is Sudar, King and Sudar, dependent upon? Okay, is it? And here it says Rashba is back and forth in 15 places in Shas and 20 places in his sugars. It's midin kesef or not midin kesef. He says if it is midin kesef and you can use a keli pochus mishava pruta, it's a raya. The keli pochus mishava we can use for maizik. Shekon avishay boshav efshad the king me efshad the king mishum kesef who. In Tim Saloma, the king of Labish from Kassifu, and Shanish from Kadesh of Kelly Shambo Shoku, the Alpha Shiny. Maybe here it's different. Shot seen our cost of Mashang. He says, maybe where there is a special Zerasakosa that identifies Kelly as Mormon, fine. Because I have, when Rajba's working, I have two ways, two types of Shumas that exist. One is a shuma of functionality, one is a shuma of market value. So he would like to say across the board, it's always a din mamon. Well, sometimes a din mamon with a special tzeres hakotzer that recognizes this shuma against a different shuma. That's the issue happening in the Rashba. He's not telling a very valuable macha, not a valuable macha, this, that. Okay, now if you take a look at the Rajman Kedushin. Now, let us. So you have a Ramban. Ramban says Momon across the board. Everything requires a market value. We don't look at the functional value. That's everything. Everything's market value. For all purposes. The Rajman, because of our Gemara, is how to work through the details of our Gemara, says certainly Gabe Moda B'Mitzvahs. The question is it only exists because of Moda B'Mitzvahs, even Eidechon? Okay. The Gabe Moda B'Mitzvahs, the Din Kesef is functional value. He'd like to say it everywhere. If Kinyan Sudir is Mitam Kesef, he has a total riot to that, but that's something he's masopek about. For instance, I've discussed Reb Chaim's idea in the Rambam of Kinyan Sudir, it's Halachim Gemiras Das. And when we saw Kabbalah's Kinyan according to the Rambam, what did Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, when he's explaining it, say, what is it? The Kayim Koldover. It's Halachim Gemiras Das. Full Gemiras Das. Nothing to do with Kesef. It's a whole different process. The Raj was back and forth. On that, Rajba Metzia is clearly Kesef. Rajba here is clearly not Kesef. And so Chuvah the Rajba says he's confused whether it is Kesef or not Kesef. That's why he's back and forth all the time. Okay. The word says like this in Kedushin. Isha is not, you cannot be Makadish and Isha with Chli. Why not? Isha Pochs Mishur Lokanya. Two gears, it's Lokanya, Lokanya Nafshi. So he says like this, right? I told a lot of people to prepare this. So there's a very key Rashba. Mutter Chlit and South Gadram, and it came in the Gamin and Mr. Ephron, the Aim of Hanami Chlit and his post Mishavap. Hitch arriving. So, what is this Agzeres, the cause of Kicha Kicha Mr. Ephron? That tells you two things. That you need a Maisa Kenyan to create a Chalashemisha, it's a Kenyan Isra. Number one, Maisa Kenyan to create a Kenyan Isra. And we learn that out from Sodeh. Now, there are a lot of Kenyanim in Sodeh. So, the question is, the Ravid says, Bachlipin works in Sada. You have to understand the Rive is of the opinion that Chlipin is meeting Kesef, so he has no problem in that. Came in the Gamin and stay Ephraim, Mark the Bachlipin, I've got the Eastern Pokhs and Shavakuk to have him on the Mehmet Gabi Ishu, do you meet the Shtar? How do we know Ishu's Makadesh is Bishtar? We learn out from Sada in the Rive's assumption. Rishon, not everyone agrees with that. How much is the paper worth? The paper's worth. No. He says, we don't learn out. He says, the Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron kirche kirche must stay up from is just saying I need a Maisa Kenyan and I can use this Maisa Kenyan called Kesef. Not all Maisa Kenyans of Sons. He said, so they're finding a separate Jesus of Kosef for Shtar. And if I learned everything, the E, I got me to came to Shtar, he said, calls me Shor Pu to Ishim. So, okay. And that's a teretz to another kash. Why in Ishim is not Nikdis Bechazaka? We're stored as Nikdis Bechazaka. And he says, well, if you take a look at all other Rishonim, say, listen, that question doesn't begin. Why? If you take a look at the Ramban, among others, it says, Chazok, what is Chazok? Chazok is only when I own a physical object. And I do some physical act or physical object that shows I own it. And usually you don't own. No object that you own. Even though you have all the anti-Semites who say, there's all Rishon and Peachot say that here, with 20 other places. But all the anti-Semites say that are, well, that you, that Dushin is, you own your wife. My wife doesn't believe I own her. No. Okay. He came in Shengufu, he's Yeshmatarzim Kushuzu. Someone said, came in Shengufu Koniva. Lo Shaykh of Chazok. Chazok doesn't work with that. Chazok is only where you physically own it. And here you don't, I don't own my wife. And it says, just a Kinyan Issa. Kinyan Issa means I'm in control of her halachic status. So I create and I cancel out her shame as such is. But partially, I suppose, maybe Chazok applies otherwise. Okay. Shema came in Shayide Chazok. Okay. He keeps going. Partially, he says, what about a keli? Can you make kaddish an issue with a keli pachos misharut put? Hey, how is sagadan tikne bechlif and do me the saga? How would I have thought? Well, how long marchin issue the soda ukiyeh dechsid? So, what is the Gemara's hava amino that I would be able to make a king an ishus with a chlipin? Holomachin ishul asodin. He says. Rashi says, Ishapos Mishover Putalo Mekin Ashi. Perish Rashi. The Gnai Lord. She'd be insulted if you're a cheapskate. You can't, you know, you're going to spend more than a Shover Putal on me. Paul Mishover Putal is not the Ishap Shover Putal is. But again, Paul Mishover Putal is the Bahama Sulkinigosa. I'll spade it. So what about, no? So a very fancy woman's going to want more than a Shover Putal. Yesh the tyrant, he says. Mekaris sova, the Gemara first thought, the chlipin bichlal kichahein midin kasefhein. Gemara first thought, the chlipin is midin kasef. The call kasef chlipin. All kasef is chlipin. I exchange X for Y. I shemachim in my car to become a chlipin. Came bichlal kichahein, it's kasef. And what is the Gemara answer? Came the Ashkan Chlipin Pachos Mishavah Pruta. Since we have Chlipin with the Kali Pachos Mishavah Pruta, I'll call him Lomi Din Kasev Hankonim. No. At this point, he's not entertaining an idea that Kali Mishavah Pruta has a different Shuma. The Gemara first thought that Chlipin is Midin Kasev. The Gemara says, no, I'll prove to you Chlipin is not Midin Kasev. How do I prove to you Chlipin is not Midin Kasev? It would be, I would need Mammon, and Pachos Mishavah Pruta would work. It's a different king in Bechlau. Shein Kasev Kona, Pachos Mishavah Pruta, Kniya Cheresi, Shein Bechlau Kasev. And Ishus is only with Kasev. The Kashali. So this is a Yesh L'Tagetz. Some people say this. So Rabbi Natan says this. The Kashali came to my Yitzchak Hatsukim and you'll see Ishbong Vishutu Amakim. If you look back then, so what? So then he said something. Venerally. They carry ki amrin and came in amrin so they're from mat so they're from mikne b'chlipin. Ami doesn't mean that Ishut is a totally equivalent to Sod. That's what it says. Gave the Kesef, the Ishut and the Kesef, the Sod of Gamir. There are two types of Kinyan Kesef. There's a type of Kinyan Kesef that you do with money that depends on market value. And there are two types of Shumas. What was the Kinyan Kesef that was used to buy Stayafron? Money. So that, when it depends on money, look at Shavaput. It's one type of Kinyan Kesef. It's another type of Kinyan Kesef that you can't use money for. You have to use Davke a Keli for. And that type of Kinyan Kesef that you have to use Davke a Keli for, it's a different Shuma. It's a Shuma of functionality. That type of Kinyan Kesef wasn't said like Abayish, because we learned it out from Stayafron. More than that. A woman, why? And that's the first thing he says. Nearly. No. He says. So a time of the crow, the hook shoe behead you btsaskni osim. He says. A woman would never want to have the cheaper Kinyan Kesef. She would always want the more expensive Kinyan Kesef. So that's why the Torah said this is the type of Kesef that we use for Kiddush. But what is he saying? There are two types of ways of evaluating, and there are two types of Kinyan Kesef. One against value, one against market value, and that when Avram Avinu bought Maras HaMachpelah, what is it? Arba Me'el Shekel over LaSocher. Value. Market value. Money. This is finish off the entire Rashba. Now, the Rashba, there's a very key issue happening. The Rashba is explaining what is this whole Machlokas about. Very different ways of evaluating things. Very different ways of looking at things. And which type of, what do we use for Kenyan? Mirza Shemblinet, and I'll finish this off tomorrow. Then, what do we do? There is a long Ramban. The Ramban is very key and very clear. The question is as follows. Before we get to Shavuot Davka, that's a whole different thing. Ramban here. On Mem Amud Aleph, the time is Milva Shua Seid Echad is a long, long Ramban. And which shuas require shtekels and which shuas don't require shtekels. And we have to go through all what the Ramban wants. It's a Ramban here. Go the Ramban here. This is a Ramban and more Ramban, Rashba, and Kedushin of Kof Chesam and Aleph. That is a number of issues are all tied together. What are the issues that are tied together? Eidecha requires a tainus bori. Eidecha requires shtei kesef. Shuas Hashem requires shtei kesef. All of these issues are all one big chart. And we'll begin with the Ramban here. And once we finish this, and the Rashba and Kedushin on the same topic, then we'll go back to Shavuot and Davka.